I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, an Indigenous man convicted of murder 50 years ago is acquitted, and the owner of an indoor football team in Colorado honors his Yankton Sioux heritage at games. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. An Indigenous man convicted of murder 50 years ago has been acquitted. The Manitoba judge called the wrongful conviction a case that involved systemic discrimination. More from Dan Karpinchuk. The indoor football team Colorado Spartans announced plans to play in Denver for the 2025 season. The team's owner, Tony Thompson, is half Yankton Sioux and half Black. He wants to leave a legacy on and off the gridiron. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman has more. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma is offering assistance to those impacted by Hurricane Helene near the eastern band of Cherokee Reservation in North Carolina. Last week, the tribe's emergency management team, along with students and staff from the Cherokee Nation Immersion School, traveled to the region to offer help. They organized donated items and assembled food and care kits for families impacted by the storm. The team delivered 38,000 bottles of water from the Cherokee Nation. Students also helped with community cleanup efforts. The Cherokee Nation says it has a long history of stepping forward in times of need and remains committed to providing assistance. Michigan State University recently introduced a Native American tuition program. It will offer in-state tuition rates to out-of-state Native American students through the new MSU Native American Tuition Advantage Program. According to the university, the program aims to eliminate financial barriers and increase enrollment among Native students. The program will start in the fall of 2025. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.